As I awoke this morning, a lively, resonant dawn chorus sang these words: "Hope is a choice." In the dim shadows of my bedroom, hope feels like a distant daydream. But the glorious sunrise persists. A soft glow reaches through every crack and seam of my window curtains. And sublime bird song increases with harmonic vigor. The same message resounds. Hope is a choice. Right now, I choose to hide, I say aloud. My cocoon of a bed feels safely removed from a world in chaos. But under the spell of a melodic admonition, I rise. Open the curtains and then the window. Immediately, nature's generous beauty envelops me. A multitude of green trees are pierced by rays of golden light. The trees stand as guardians, to purple, yellow, orange, pink and white flowers. Dancing with a whispering wind. Dancing. An orchestra of parrots, crows, and finches in surround keep rhythm with the bubbling fountain. And the intoxicating smell of jasmine beneath my window beckons. But the sorrow returns. I can no longer see the high mountains on the far horizon that global quarantine had surprisingly revealed. The peaks are once again cloaked by gray. We can't stop ourselves from destroying ourselves. We can't stop ourselves. But then I hear a sweet young Phoebe responding with the guidance of his parents. And a monarch circles directly below my window. Their journey to transformation inspires mine. I vow to adopt that slow steadfastness to complete regeneration. For one day too, I will fly.